Congressman Colin Peterson, the 7th District of Minnesota.
Congressman, you are also a ranking member on the House Ag Committee, and I want to ask you about progress on the farm bill. I know there's been some division regarding the nutrition title. What's the latest?
Well, we're nothing new. We've been working on the bill for quite a while, and the other titles are pretty well worked out. There's a few issues that are going to have to be settled at the member level. That's always the case, but I don't see any obstacle in getting the rest of the bill worked out, given where we're at. The problem is with the nutrition title. And this is what killed the bill in 2013. It was a different set of circumstances and a different way they went about it, but it was kind of the same issue. And I was trying to, I guess you'd say, protect the committee and the chairman from letting the information get out about what they were trying to do, because I knew there'd be a backlash. So I tried to kind of soft pedal it, and I kept working with them to try to see if they would negotiate, and they would not. They apparently don't have any room to negotiate. I don't know why. I don't know if it's because the speaker has asked for this or whatever, but finally I had to, my members reacted against this because they wouldn't, we wouldn't give them the text. And so then I last week gave them the text and the CBO scores, and that caused them to react even more negatively against the bill, to the point they said, if this is in the bill, not one single Democrat will support it. And so that letter was sent, and that's where we're at, and nothing has changed. The chairman has not called me about any negotiations. And, you know, the last I heard, he's thinking about running a partisan bill, a Republican-only bill, which I think is a mistake, but he's the chairman, and he can do as he wishes. And I think he can get a Republican bill out of the committee, although I think there are four Republicans that won't be able to vote for this bill if it has the SNAP stuff in there. Or if they do vote for it, they might lose the election. You know, so he can get out of committee, but the Senate has already rejected what they're working on. I mean, Pat Roberts is not going to do anything in the SNAP area other than actually add spending on SNAP that Senator Stabenow wants. Since he said we're going to have a bipartisan bill with 15 Democrats minimum. Chuck Grassley said the same thing. So I don't get the strategy. But, you know, if they want to move a partisan bill, they can move it out of committee. I don't see how they pass it on the floor. Because the Freedom Caucus, I've talked to a number of them, they indicate to me they're not going to vote for it because they don't think it goes far enough. The moderates, I've talked to a number of them. I think there's 15, 20 moderates that won't be able to vote for this. So between the two of them, you're talking 45, 50 people. So I don't know how you get it done or why you would put it on the floor with a division, because under those circumstances, we may lose some of these amendments. We may... you know, we may lose crop insurance because we're divided. So it's not a good situation. We are willing to make changes in SNAP. We just don't agree with what they're doing in terms of these work requirements, which are already in the law. The problem I have with, they're going to spend a huge amount of money setting up a bureaucracy, a mandatory bureaucracy that's going to be put down in the states, which I don't agree with. So, you know, if they want to make people work, they should make them work, not create more government.
You mentioned some similarities to what happened with the 2013 Farm Bill. Do you think there's a possibility, maybe even an increasing possibility, that there may be an effort to remove SNAP from the Farm Bill this time around?
Yeah, they might do that. They might, in order to get it across the floor, they might split it into two pieces, which is what they did last time. But in the case of the reason they did that last time is they screwed it up. They brought this amendment on the floor, and you know, they did it over Lucas's, the chairman's, objection. And so then the mess that was created was not created by Lucas. It was created by people bringing in this amendment. So because it really wasn't his fault or the committee's fault, then they pressured enough people into voting for a split bill to get it through the House. And then it went, when it went to conference, it was put back together again. This time, that's not the situation. So I don't know that splitting it is going to necessarily accomplish what they want. But, you know, I'm not a vote counter on the Republican side. I just think I still like to work this out, and I think there's things that can be and should be changed in the SNAP program. But, you know, they haven't come around to where I think we need to be.
What would be some realistic middle ground, in your opinion, Congressman, as far as what the Republicans are looking for in the nutrition title and where you could maybe meet them halfway?
Well, I don't know that there is a middle ground, because the Republicans, and I was talking to an ag lobbyist over the weekend, the Republicans, he said he was shocked at all of the rooms, the Republican members that they talk to that are saying they need work requirements. The secretary is saying they need work requirements. The president is saying they need work requirements. But the reality is most people are already working. See, and in one of the meetings I was at, the majority staff said to me, well, this is a perception problem, not a real problem. I said, well, so now we're going to legislate on perceptions, you know. So the waivers, I think, have been overdone. And it's the waivers that are creating a situation where people don't have to work. It's not, we have work requirements. The problem is we've given waivers to all these people. And that was done, you know, by the new president. They've given waivers as of January 1 of 2018, you know, and 2017 for that matter. So these are Republican waivers now that are allowing people not to work. You know, so let's fix that before we spend billions and billions of dollars setting up a job training program that I think is a duplication and, frankly, a waste of money for a lot of these folks. So so we haven't even gotten to the point where we can have a realistic conversation about what makes sense. I'm all for people working. I was in the room in 96 with Clinton and the Blue Dogs when we put work requirements into the welfare bill and in the SNAP at that time. I've been for this since then. The problem is all these waivers that have been given. And in a lot of cases, the waivers are asked for by Republican governors that are in states that a lot of these members that want work requirements are in. That's the irony of this. So I don't know how you fix it.
Congressman, you said that crop insurance becomes more vulnerable here if Chairman Conaway decides to move ahead with the Republican version of the Farm Bill. In what ways does crop insurance get targeted here?
Well, what they're trying to do is put a limitation of $40,000 subsidy per farmer, which, depending on what you grow, limit, you know, 1,000-acre farmer, 1,500-acre farmer will lose their government subsidy, which is about 55%. You could see a situation, if that's actually enacted, where a lot of people will drop out of crop insurance, the bigger guys. Some of that's going on already because they don't want to comply with Swamp Buster and some of these other rules. So we're already having people drop out of crop insurance. My concern is if the big guys drop out of the system, then the system's going to collapse, because the reinsurers have been in my office questioning whether it makes sense for them to stay in the business, even under the existing circumstances. So they're not particularly happy about it. And without the reinsurers, the system collapses. So they could very easily screw up crop insurance. And that would be an unmitigated disaster if that happened.
You mentioned at the beginning that outside of the nutrition title, farm bill negotiations, it sounds like, are moving ahead pretty well. Did I hear you correctly? Is that the case right now, would you say?
Yes. Yeah, we're we're close to having the rest of it, although I would have to say this, that I don't think the other parts of the bill are adequate to face the problems that we potentially are looking at in agriculture. But given the fact we have no new money, I don't know what else we can do. So what we're basically looking at is a bill that's status quo. And if we have a average crop or below average crop, and if the prices go down because of these trade agreements, whether we have a new bill or not is not going to be adequate to address the problems that are out in the countryside. And we could see a lot of people in trouble next winter. So I'm concerned about that. And, but I don't know what you can do about it, because there's no, under the budget, we have been given no money to do anything.
Last thing I have for you, I think it's safe to say you've seen just about everything in farm bill negotiations. So based on what has transpired with the nutrition title and Chairman Conaway's comments about moving forward with the bill, what, in your opinion, Congressman Peterson, is the most likely scenario here in the next, a few weeks?
Well, I think if I were a betting man, I would bet on an extension, a short-term extension of the current law, a one-year extension. I think that's where we're heading.